The following podcast is a B&E Network exclusive.
You guys. Okay, here we go.
Warning, this podcast contains strong language, which may be unsuitable for children, and stupid humor, which may be unsuitable for adults. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Welcome to the Shit Show.
Coming to you live, but recorded from a basement on a hill where cat vomit all over the place stains the carpet, but the beer is cold, and if there were coffee, I'm sure it would be warm. Welcome to Scariest Shit. We're a podcast about everything horror, and also some things not horror. My name is Anthony, and welcome to our first little show. Sitting across from me on the love seat.
I feel the love.
Mr. Jeremy Johnson.
I was in the makeout corner seat last episode, so it's appropriate I'm on the love seat this time.
He had so much fun on the first episode that he came back. Kevin hated it so
much. That's definitely what it is.
He just ran away. Yeah, that
wasn't,
right.
Really wasn't good enough either. Just wasn't qualified.
I give him a better microphone and he's in.
Love you, Kevin.
Tonight, we're going to review a movie. Hellions. We're going to discuss the week past's top stories. We're going to have music from Sleep Said the Monster. And, of course, we'll play the 7 Deadly Questions with our very special guest host, Ms. Caitlin Maher. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for asking. And thank you for being here.
Hey, guys.
Let's talk about some scary shit real quick.
You have no idea what I've just been through. Do I have any toilet paper stuck to my buns?
Where are the grown-ups?
What the hell was that?
That shit is scary!
Shut up! Oh my god, I don't care! All we're doing is arguing about the most stupid shit!
All right, so last week we were down in Tampa about the guy eating his fingers. Oof. That weird shit. Well, yeah, look that up, Caitlin. It's pretty messed up. This week, let's go north to Emden, Maine. They have a problem. People keep stealing a street sign for Katy Crotch Road. The town has spent hundreds of dollars replacing the sign. The residents, all 939 of them,
it's a standoff,
will be voting to rename the street to just Katy Road. What's funny is
just
that
Crotch Road.
Chubby.
What's funny is that in 2012, a motion to rename it failed.
Because everybody's stealing the signs.
They love the crotch and the Katy.
We're going to keep stealing the crotch signs. Thanks for the option, though.
Now, I just want to say I do not condone theft. But if anybody out there is listening to this and you have a Katy Crotch Road sign, please send it to me. Please.
Send that pic in.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be great.
We'll have a little. Someone's got to have like a nice little border around their ceiling of just crotch signs.
Yeah.
Is it just one guy? Just
That's what I was wondering. Is it one person stealing this and now he has like hundreds of Katy Crotch Road signs? Or is it like.
Is it Katy Crotch saying, I don't want a road?
What I want to know is how many signs have been stolen, because there's only 939 people there. If it's a different person each time stealing it, there's like a viable percentage of the population of that town that owns this sign now.
True. And what was it?
Emden.
Emden.
Emden. Yeah. Oh, those Maine people are freaking weird. For
God's
sake. Get
better names for things.
No shit. Katy Crotch Road. Oh, Lord in heaven.
We decided to rename it to Pelvic Street.
Sleep Said the Monster. Finding the Imod.
On the
Soon dead in a moment.
News of the Dead.
All right. Production has started. You'll get it in a second. Production has started for the Dark Tower.
All right.
The man himself, Stephen King, tweeted out last week that production for the film adaptation of his book has officially started. After lingering in pre-production limbo forever, casting was announced with Idris Elba in the role of Roland Deschaine and Matthew McConaughey as the Man in Black, with Nicolas Arcel in the director's chair. Are we excited for this? Have you guys read The Dark Tower, any of them?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did I finish it? Oh, man. Yeah, I think I did. I feel like I did. I feel like I would know better if I did. I was just so excited when I was reading them. You put Idris Elba in anything and he'll act the pants off of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good with it. And McConaughey, Man in Black, it doesn't doesn't matter. It's such a well-written character. Right. I don't think it'd be pretty hard to screw it up.
You'd have to be really bad.
Or
really good.
Yeah.
You can't be too good.
Yeah. Yeah, for a Stephen King movie, you can't be too good. Yeah, I don't hate McConaughey, and I love Idris Elba, so this should, I'm looking forward to it. Somebody call an exorcist. We have our priests and mom. Last week on Scary Shit, we reported that Brianne Howe has been cast in Fox's The Exorcist. Now we have confirmation of our priests. Alfonso Herrera from Senses 8, Ben Daniels from Madeline, everybody's favorite, and Kurt Ijiawan, or something like that, are slated to
valiant attempt, yeah, that last name.
Slated to take the roles of our exorcists. Also, news broke today on Monday that Gina Davis will be joining the cast as the mom of the family that is getting all messy.
She's amazing.
Written by Jeremy Slater, who did The Lazarus Effect, this will be a modern reinvention of the story we know and love, following two priests who were dealing in different ways with a family's case of possession. So are we looking forward to this?
A little bit. A part of me thinks that with a property that's this old, I'm kind of nervous that they have to cling onto a brand name like The Exorcist instead of going with something more generic and finding legs by its own, just, you know, being its own thing. I think that's kind of a sign of a lack of confidence, but I mean, we'll see how it goes. It could be really good, could be really bad. I don't think it'll be okay. I mean, I don't think it'll be just okay. I think it'll be either really good or really bad.
Okay, I see. Caitlin, did you see The Exorcist? Have you seen that? You're not a huge horror fan.
I'm not, but I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
It's pretty scary. Even from today's perspective, it's still pretty scary.
It aged very well.
It did.
I guess I know enough about it that when TV shows make references to it, I'm like, oh, hey, that's a thing. That's like,
So what do you like Gina Davis and?
I mean,
The Fly.
No, I mean, obviously it's A League of Their Own. Or I could say her Olympic debut.
Oh, yeah. She's an archer.
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, she's an Olympic archer.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome.
And dangerous, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be A League of Their Own. Come on.
Oh,
The Fly, though. Nobody?
No. It's the, what's that movie that's got?
Beetlejuice.
No.
Okay, I take mine back. Beetlejuice it is.
No, it's got...
Thelma and Louise.
Nope. It's a super 80s sci-fi thing. It's got Jim Carrey.
Girls Are Easy.
Yes, oh, Earth Girls God. Are Easy.
That's Jeff Goldblum too, right?
That is Goldblum.
And Damon Wayans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
That movie was...
Horrible?
Fabulous.
Oh,
in the
God.
Worst
yeah,
possible way.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, wow.
It's one of those movies where you just are watching it and you're like, I want to stop, but I just can't.
That's one
can't
of those that
look away.
Can't look away. But that's one of those that it takes so much energy for me to watch. Like, I don't know. It just seems so effortful that like I get tired watching it. It just look
oh,
at them
sure.
trying so hard. I'm so tired. I'm exhausted.
Oh Lord.
I should be energized and full of giggles, but I'm just really. Whew.
Oh,
I feel drained.
It's so bad and amazing.
Little Monsters Rejoice, our favorite meat dress wearing icon, will return to FX. Lady Gaga has confirmed that she will, in fact, return to American Horror Story at some point, though adding, quote, I can't promise you how or when or anything like that. Showrunner Ryan Murphy has also confirmed that Angela Bassett will be making her triumphant return in the sixth season of the anthology.
Neat.
And there has even been rumors of Jessica Lange returning.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it after recording last week.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you've seen the first two seasons, right?
Yes. I saw, Murder House and The Asylum.
Okay. And Caitlin, have you seen any of these? No, that's okay.
I want to though so bad. It's just every time I'm like, oh, that's a commitment, and then it just keeps. There's even more now, and it's even more of a commitment.
But the great thing is, like, there are no cliffhangers. If you're done with the season, and you don't have to watch like the first season and the second season, you pick like the scenario that you're interested in.
Right.
Like, ooh, I've always kind of liked creepy carnivals. You could watch the creepy carnival season.
I'd want to watch the asylum one. That's
a good one too.
It's good, and like the.
I think the Coven one is the one where I was like,
nobody liked that one.
Whatever.
So stupid. And that was Angela Bassett's, that was her first American Horror Story. And she was great in it, but.
She's great in everything she does. But
yeah.
The Asylum one, like, well, the whole American Horror Story team is so good. They have. I mean, Ryan Murphy is a hell of a showrunner.
Yes.
He has huge, gaping, terrible, rotting flaws in his creative style. but he is a hell of a showrunner, and he got an amazing team behind it. Like, regarding cinematography, I'd have to think pretty hard to think of a better shot show besides, you know, maybe Sense8 or something that spends, you know, a ton of money on their camera equipment. But I mean, it just looks beautiful. But he has a hard time ending stories.
Mm-hmm.
He can make a story go on and on and on. But like George R. R. Martin, he'll say when he kills a character off, as he does from time to time, he says he kills characters off because that's his loving way of telling his audience, I have a better story for you. I have a better part of the story to tell.
Yeah.
And that's brilliant. And a lot of times writers kill characters off because for plot points, because they want something else to do. And it seems a little thirsty. That wasn't necessarily the case at the end of the second season of American Horror Story, but there was an alien aspect to it, like an extraterrestrial. And when you're in like an asylum, you're like, okay, that's a metaphor for what's happening in someone's mind, one of the characters. And it doesn't affect the plot too much until the end, where it becomes the main thing, and they're literal aliens, and it's the last two episodes were some of the worst TV I've ever seen.
It feels like it was weird.
Oh,
it really does.
Dropped
really
a lot
does.
Of the balls, in the bad way. but I like Murder House all the way through.
Me too. Yeah,
and Hotel seems good.
It looks gross and freaky, and I love Lady Gaga. She loves to push the envelope, and I don't think she'd. Well, who the hell knows? I don't know her, but it seems like she would do. She likes doing weird shit. So.
Yeah. And she's the ability at this point to do what she wants and what she likes, and she generally has pretty high standards for what she does.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys, and finally...
My name is Aaron Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
This week, Sony gave us a gift in the form of the trailer for Paul Feig's Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Slated to hit theaters on July 15th and starring Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, we will also see cameos from the original cast of Murray, Aykroyd, Hudson, Potts, and Weaver. It looks super heavy on CGI, which doesn't mean it has to be bad, but I mean, I'm super excited about it, and I think it'll be hysterical. It'll be a good time in the theater. You know, I was super pumped seeing that when I woke up that morning.
I thought it looked very safe. I mean, it looked like what I thought it would look like in the trailer. The cast is incredible, like too much so. Like I know I'm going to leave the theater saying, as I do in every movie, I wish there were more Leslie Jones in that. I say that every movie.
Really?
Yeah, no matter what it is. I wish there were more Leslie.
Even if she's not in it?
Oh, especially. If there's zero Leslie Jones, it could, of course, use more Leslie Jones.
Schindler's List, goddammit, where's Leslie Jones at?
A little less Liam, more Leslie. Maybe she'll be back in the sequel. Schindler's List 2, I've changed my mind.
A Trump presidency could happen. Oh.
That's messed up.
Oh, man.
No, it can't. I'm lying. Of course it can't happen. Yeah, I'm excited for
it. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Safe. Is super pretty looking.
It looks good.
Shiny, bright colors.
And Feig's one of the few brave, amazing directors who will just get an amazing cast and just let them do what they do best. And he's, in my opinion, like him and Apatow are the only ones who can accurately direct McCarthy in anything.
Yeah.
Because she's amazing, just doing what she, just following her instincts.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they let her do. And you know, Jones and McKinnon and Weig, they're all kind of on the, that same wavelength. And
right.
I know I'm going to wish it was a mini series, but who has the money for that? but yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm excited for it. That was, of course, one of my favorite movies growing up, but even, more of my favoriter.
There you go.
Growing up was the cartoon. Did you guys ever? I mean, you guys are a little younger than me.
I watched.
Caitlin, you're a lot younger than me. But have you guys ever seen that cartoon? The cartoon series.
Oh, I was a fanatic for sure.
Oh my god, I had a like a child's sleeping bag of the Ghostbusters. I mean,
oh cool.
I was didn't know it was a cartoon until just recently.
Really?
Yeah. I missed it.
Come on!
I'm sorry, but it was because I hit a nerd stage extreme nerd phase a few years ago, and then it's just progressed since then.
Oh, I see.
But I got really into like '90s like shows that I missed, that I was too young to experience.
'90s is a good year for a good decade for animation.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm. So I got hooked up with this website that like did intros for all of the animated, or even not animated shows, just any show that came out in the '90s.
Oh, fun.
Sweet.
And I was like, there's a Ghostbusters thing? What?
You're damn right there was.
Do you remember? I forgot about, do they still make like themed sleeping bags?
my son has a Thomas.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sleeping bag.
But Ghost, they didn't have, that was a PG movie though, so I guess that checks out. But mm-hmm. like,
yeah, well, I mean, it was the cartoon.
I just totally forgot it that they had.
In the cartoon, wasn't like Slimer like a way bigger character?
Yeah, and he was like a good guy.
He's like the Scooby.
A good guy?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
And I know. Egon had this groovy rat tail.
Oh my god.
I tried growing that rat tail, man, right underneath my bowl cut. It's hard to hide from the parents, though.
my parents encouraged the rat tail.
Oh my lord.
Well, I had the action figures. I mean, I had a little plastic proton pack that shot Nerf balls.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I was feeling it.
All right, guys, stay up to date on any breaking story by checking out our social media pages. We're on Twitter at Scary Shit Radio, Facebook at facebook.com/ Scary As Shit, and Tumblr at scaryasshit.tumblr.com. And as always, you can send us your comments, questions, suggestions, concerns. I don't care about your concerns. And, you know, anything else. No dick pics.
I'm concerned about you guys.
Too scary.
Unless it has Katie Crotch, the sign in it, we'll accept it.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's the one caveat.
Email
we'll
us.
Accept your dick pic if it has a Katie Crotch sign in it.
Your crotch with Katie Crotch.
But be creative. Don't just put it parallel. You could think of something.
Well, I don't want
sorry,
many
Anthony,
crotch pics unless it's Katie Crotch. Not Katie's crotch, but Katie Crotch Road. Anyways, email us at scaryasshit666@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. I know who you are. Yeah, but I heard you were dead.
Caitlin Macher. Are you Jewish?
No.
No, okay. Are you German?
Caitlin?
No.
Caitlin?
No?
It's Irish.
Yeah. Well, I can't do an Irish accent, so.
Caitlin Maher.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's all right.
What?
That's all right.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah, well, I do what I can with what
I
got.
Do you have relatives that you know?
She does.
Like,
I'm pretty sure.
In, shut up. In Ireland?
Shut up, Jim.
In Ireland? No. No. But I do. I did hear. I went to Ireland and there was a woman there that knew my family's like origin of how they like moved got to America.
Did you get in her carriage and she trotted to a cabin where your family crest was and she said, "This is where you were born"?
No. Oh, no, that, I mean, that would have been fabulous.
Could have sworn that's what if those how those stories go.
No, no, it was. We were having tea though.
Okay.
So does that?
Yes. Yeah, that was in my mind.
Okay, did you put milk in your tea?
Did they do that?
I did not.
Yeah, they do. It, don't they do that in the UK? They put milk or cream in their tea, right?
I mean, yes, they do. But
that is sick, man.
I mean, I didn't. I put like 5 sugar cubes in, and that was the thing that weirded me out when I was there is they always had sugar cubes. It was never like just loose sugar. It was always cubed.
They would cube the sugars.
It was wonderful to the point where I'd go to restaurants and I'd just be like, I'm just going to take this cube and put it on my mouth and my mom will never know.
I don't have a problem.
Like every establishment has a bowl of candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Bowl of sugar. Is there a big bee problem in Ireland? Yeah.
I'm going to stick with you here.
All right. No. I'm dropping now. I'm just kidding. No.
No.
We're going to move on.
That's probably better.
So, Caitlin, you work at the Apollon Art Space?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Apollon Art Space is an artist collective. So our main goal is always to get any kind of artist involved in a production. So we get visual artists, we get musicians, we get actors, we get that guy down the street named Bob who's like, hey, I'm an artist, man. Come on down.
Bob's my favorite.
And do we have a collective for you?
He has good sugar cubes.
Yeah, he does. And then we put them all in a room and say, all right, here is a potential title for a show. Here's a theme. Now create it however you want. And that's how we build shows there. So if they want a script, then they better find a writer amongst the group.
All original stuff you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hard to come by, not only in Omaha, but in any town.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. And it's really, really interesting. Cause just sometimes things just are really weird.
Story. Tell us a weird story. Weird art story.
Well, weird is in like not good weird. Like we've had like the not good weird.
Okay.
We had like the like 90s show that we always joke about, like, Let's not make that happen again.
Really?
What happened that you don't want to happen again in the 90s show?
Hold on. Let me stop first. Yeah. I already know the misstep. Did you guys have the Ghostbusters cartoon weaved in somehow?
Did we?
Oh, damn it. Don't ruin the joke.
Nope. No.
Okay, good.
Good. No.
There's your problem.
but as far as like a better show, we did a show called Dork the Halls, and we did have Peter Venkman.
Oh, did you really?
In the show. Yeah, it was Peter Venkman versus Beetlejuice. Like who would win in a fight? And Beetlejuice, of course, like got distracted. There was a bordello sign and he's like, I'm gonna go to the ladies.
Gotcha.
And then Peter Venkman was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to join you. You know, let's not fight. Let's just go drink.
Anthony, sounds true.
Do you have a Beetlejuice impression?
No.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful.
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
That's another great 90s cartoon. Caitlin, check it out.
It's true. I think Dan Harmon wrote a couple of those.
Are you serious?
I think he did.
Holy shit.
I think it's in my brain for some reason.
Back to the Apollon.
Yeah.
So you guys, did you guys just wrap a show?
We did. We just wrapped Let's Settle This on the Board.
Okay.
And by rap, it wasn't like a freestyle music situation.
There was a rap in it. We did have a freestyle music.
Oh, you actually rapped it? Okay.
We actually had a rap in the show. Our Trivial Pursuit representative, Mr.
Represented it.
represented.
He repped it.
Yeah. And he dropped... He Mad dropped beats. the sick beat oh, every nice. Night.
now my friend I met him one time. Isaiah
Renner.
Yeah. He was the your chef for that last show. Now talk about that real quick. I think that's really cool. You guys like it's a whole experience that night. You buy your ticket and you go and it's dinner. And a show and drinks and everything. And so each show you have like a chef from town doing that and they create the menu, right?
Yeah. Well, the last few shows it has been Isaiah.
Because he's a master. Oh,
he's amazing. God, yeah. But he's one of our artists. He is a culinary artist. Mm-hmm. So that's how we tie it in. Like that's food is an art itself.
I've known Isaiah since like 2002 or something.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh man, we brought him in for Madhouse.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. That was his first one, right?
Yeah, that was his first one, and the food was so good. And for the theme of the show, he was just right on par.
Yeah.
And then for this show, for Let's Settle It on the Board, it was a little bit more difficult because he had to find. Theme his food around board games. So, like, how are you gonna theme a meal for Monopoly? Like that,
right?
And
but Candyland, he nailed it.
Oh, Candyland was amazing. Well, even all of them were amazing. Like,
he had mustache toast.
It was mustache toast
right, for the Monopoly, right?
Yeah. Mustache toast and bow tie pasta.
Yeah,
clever.
Trivial Pursuit was pie shaped quiche with spinach and. Salmon, which are brain foods.
Yes.
Wow.
So good.
There's this board game Labyrinth, not like the marble one, but there's like another one where it's like maze, a different maze thing. And that one he had, but it's like very mystical. It's a mystical game. Fantasy. And so he did bat wings.
Yeah.
And crow's blood and stuff.
I love bat.
Isaiah plug. bat. Where he does not serve bat is his restaurant, which is the Daily Diner, which y'all need to go to because it's always amazing. It's in I don't know what the building's called now, but it used to
Alorica.
Alorica. Okay, yeah. It used to be the old Westcourt building.
Yeah.
It's on like 72nd and Mercy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like you go in, anybody go in, but it's like a call center workplace, but you just go downstairs and that's where his diner is.
Homemade from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. He's a talented dude. So let's talk more about
you.
Of course.
But he's actually doing our next show too.
Oh, is he? Okay. So he's doing
Are you allowed to reveal menu items for this next show?
Well, they haven't been decided yet. We're having our tasting this coming week. Okay. So
boy, that's a bummer part of the job.
Oh
huh?
man,
tasting.
It's so horrible. Gosh, I have to go in for like a whole 2 hours and just
this
eat.
One isn't as delicious. I hate my life.
But that's gonna be great.
Are we talking about the next show?
Next show, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
The next show is the only show in our lineup that we ever recreate.
Okay.
Because we focus on like originality and we don't want to bring anything back. And it is called This Bitch Is Going Down, a evening aboard the Titanic.
Perfect title.
Oh yeah.
Has it always been called that?
Yes.
So how many years have you been doing a Titanic themed show?
This is our fourth year.
Okay. And how many people have died?
A lot.
At this point.
No, go see the show. Zero people die. this bitch is okay, so
every year's different though.
But why do you guys keep doing the same theme
so
for this one?
This is our biggest show that gets the most excitement. Like one, the title of it, of This Bitch Is Going Down. People are just like, what?
Yeah,
I'm in. What is this thing?
I want to do it.
And then once they hear that it's Titanic, then you have all these people who are like, oh, I get to dress fancy because of the era. It makes sense for me to play dress up and nice. Go to this and yeah. not just sit and watch something.
Okay.
And then just the general experience. In past years, if you were a first class passenger, a first class guest, then you would be treated as such. And if you were of steerage class, you weren't treated as nicely. Sometimes you were like shooed by or accused of stealing or yelled at by the staff.
Given lice.
And, oh.
Oh, gosh.
So does that play into the show or is it different every year?
It's... that has kind of been a reoccurring theme, but okay. this year it's going to be a little bit different.
Cool.
It's some elements have been taken out, and some have kind of been embellished a little bit more.
Okay,
will there be a storyline, or will we be following characters through the thing?
So for this. And this is one of the ones where we've kind of embellished from past years. Each person, each guest that comes in will have a character to play, okay. An actual person who was aboard the Titanic that they can.
Wow. Okay. So the audience will be there will be participation.
Oh yeah.
From the audience.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You have to. I mean, if you don't participate, then chances are you're gonna. You're gonna sink.
Yeah.
You're gonna freeze.
There you go.
So, if you want to live, you gotta participate.
Oh boy, stakes are high on this dinner theater here.
Hey.
Eat what you kill. Every man for himself.
Good thing I love human meat. Isaiah, human meat for me, please.
I believe I ordered the human meat. There's been a misunderstanding.
Okay, so when does that open?
Human meat.
When does that show open?
April 15th.
April 15th. That is 5 days before my birthday. This is obviously...
birthday present.
A gift to me, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now tell me, where is the... where's this theater at? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the address first, and then we're going to talk about the new store.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so where's the Apollon at?
It's on 18th and Vinton.
18th and Vinton. Is that, what is that? What's the, that's by the Mexican restaurant, right?
El Aguila.
El Aguila.
Yeah.
Aguila. Is that down there somewhere?
Aguila. Well, there's two L's, so it should be Aguila.
Who cares? Don't go there. Go to the theater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go there and get your 64-ounce margarita and then come to the theater.
Holy shit. Are you serious? Wow. Anyways.
I think it's 60-ounce, but yeah.
Wow, nice. And then, yeah, nightcap at the theater.
66 of alcohol.
Wow. Okay, 18th and Vinton. And you guys just open up a new
art supply store.
Yeah. Okay, and what's that called again?
The Oracle.
The Oracle, okay.
Fancy name.
Very cool.
There might be a theme to our...
I understand.
Oracle Apollon.
I understand. where's the art supply shop?
It is connected to... Okay. Like if you're in the gallery, you can walk directly into it. So it's the next door down.
Okay.
Paints, pencils, paper.
Enough.
We have those. We have those things. one of the coolest things, though, it's a local shop. We are really trying to cater to the artists who come and work at the Apollon.
Nice.
So we've got stuff for printing, we've got stuff for sketching, we've got stuff for painting and oil, like, or alcohol
based,
yeah, paints and
also
and
alcohol to drink at the theater.
That, yeah, for sure,
supply. That is definitely an art supply.
But the cool thing that that's kind of unique to our space is we have a thrift section.
Oh, nice.
So, for artists who are, who've gotten a new material and they're like, this just isn't what I need.
Used
and
sketchbooks. So you could impress your friends with other people's art.
But you can take them and donate them to the space. And we'll sell them for a discounted rate.
That's a cool
idea. But then you can, but it's really great, especially for me. I'm not a visual artist, right, by trade. So if I see, like, I can get a $4 canvas,
yeah,
like easels, that, even though it's already been used or already been drawn on, I'm like, well, I can just erase that or paint over it, or
yeah,
I can,
exactly,
or I can take what this person has started and
use it and return
and
it
and use it for my own
chain art.
Oh, sooner or later, cool, that canvas is going to be like 4 cents.
Yeah,
here's a full painting, but
you have to return it. You have to check it out and return it. It's a library of art supplies.
All right, so that was the best part about the Oracle space. But our second best is our security guard.
Oh boy,
our security guard is amazing.
Is he drunk all the time?
No.
Oh,
no. Well, and it's a girl. It's a girl.
Is she drunk all the time?
She is very judgy, though.
Oh, that makes a good security guard.
You got to be profiling.
And her name is George, and she is a giraffe.
Oh, a real giraffe?
Well, I mean, she's stuffed.
I hear giraffes are very, very judgy.
Well, I mean, they're always looking down on you.
If I had a thing, I'd play that.
Oh, you should.
Nice.
But yeah, so we actually, there is a giraffe in the store that has a hat and a bow tie and is our security guard. She's...
Shoplifters, beware.
She's not working for Toys R Us.
No.
You gotta make ends meet.
Okay. So April 15th, this bitch is going down.
That'd be hilarious, like Thanksgiving dinner with Jeffrey, the Toys R Us giraffe, and George
the judging giraffe.
The judgy security for an art shop giraffe.
Isn't that normal Thanksgiving dinner, but with giraffes?
Yes.
When are you going to make something of your life like Jeffrey? Jeffrey's the face of an international corporation.
I'm following my art, Mom.
Oh, man.
I remember those days. With artists.
I remember the where
nothing to me.
Mom and Dad are finally just like, fine, just do it.
Just pressure. Just peer pressure. That's all it is.
Okay. Website?
ApolloonOmaha.com.
ApolloonOmaha. Omaha.com.
Yeah.
Check them out on Facebook.
Yep.
Check Oracle out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oracle Art Supply.
Oracle Art Supply. There is another company called Oracle.
It's not Art Supply.
It's not. Yeah. It's
not.
Or porn. Sorry, that was suggestive. Also not porn.
Boy, you cut me off just in time.
I'm not sure what. Sorry.
Oh, I did want to tell you one other thing, though.
Yes.
We
got
one. So okay. So I might have fibbed just a little bit. So Titanic isn't the only show we do that we bring back or that we revive. The other one comes in October. But that is our freak show.
Okay.
Freak show. Where we have like fire eaters and contortionists, and we put on a freak show.
I love freaks.
That's fun.
It's amazing.
So every October, count on that too.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, that's good. it is. My wife, she really wants to get to a show there, and I'm always just like, we got this going on.
That's not a good enough excuse.
No, I
don't care what else you have going on.
I know.
It's about your comfort zone, dude.
Yeah, that's what I see. See, I have three screens in front of me and then a microphone.
A nice little wall.
I'm hiding from you people who are actually in my house. And then my wife, she likes the interaction most of the time. And
well, it's always up to your, like, what your comfort level is. We have people who are like, I'd just much rather be a wallflower and just kind of observe rather than partake in it.
The art.
Yeah. So, I mean,
then
you can always
choose. Die in the Titanic show.
Well, the Titanic one's,
well,
you know,
so
that's
you
a little
die.
Weird.
Are they going to kick you out?
No,
you get to watch the show. So be known and die.
And
you get
eat
to watch
Isaiah's
the show.
Food.
That's, and eat Isaiah's food. That's such a great metaphor for life, too. You could be inactive and die and just watch the show, or you could be in it.
Yeah.
And still eat Isaiah's food. That's not part of the metaphor.
And everybody, they serve alcohol there.
True.
And we theme our we make our drink special for shows. Like,
what's
we,
the? Do, are you allowed to reveal the Titanic drink special?
Hasn't been made yet.
Okay.
Hasn't been created
I'm
yet.
I'm sure there's plenty of options.
We had for the board game show. We had a pandemic.
Okay, what's a pandemic?
It was lemon lime soda and vodka and a splash of lime juice, and then it came with a syringe
of Ebola.
Of blue close blue carousel.
Oh, cool.
And then so you get to like inject your drink with your
Okay, super fun. I have your Titanic show drink.
Yeah.
It's seawater with an ice float and topped with the tears of those who have died.
Of Leonardo DiCaprio. You need to have a jar behind the bar that just says tears of Leonardo DiCaprio and just put a couple drops on every drink.
Oh, he's not crying anymore.
Not anymore.
He's tears of joy now.
Yeah.
They actually make... Oh, now I have to get these. Thanks for reminding me. There's at... They actually
tears?
Make no. They well, I mean, I get those every night when I go to bed.
Oh, boy. Just wanna... Wait. This is not the show. This is not the show for that. Okay, go ahead.
No. They actually make like ice molds that are sinking Titanics. They're like, and they actually like
get
stick.
On that shit.
We will
they
get
those
those
for you. Nice. Those are just for you.
That That's is good. What I have
Yo,
to have now.
Anthony, call me and Sarah one of these nights. We'll double date to the bitches going down. And that way we'll kind of share in each other's discomfort.
Dress up though, please. I want you to dress up.
I'll wear a tie
and nothing else. I don't even think I own a tie.
Wear the hat you're wearing right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a Newsies colonial hat. Yeah, I could be. Yeah.
Should he wear anything else besides the hat?
Just a hat and tie.
I mean, whatever.
Hat and the tie.
Okay. I'm gonna get some knickers. I'm going all out.
Easy with the language. We're in steerage, we know, but.
Good Lord. Yeah, you guys definitely
Why haven't
are first
you
class.
Stop me from talking.
Yeah, stop no shit. We're not first class. All right, Caitlin, are you ready to play our fun little game here?
I guess so.
Oh man!
It's
well, if you're not a huge horror
my
fan,
favorite
this
singer in the show,
this
my
should be fun.
Sound, my favorite.
Okay.
Maybe Jeremy will pipe in here. Of course, he'll pipe in. Okay, we are here to play the seven deadly questions. You can't pass, and if you don't have an answer, just
refer to me.
Got.
There you go. Okay.
Can I just make up one?
Yes. Of course.
Well, that's
yes.
what I was going to do. So, yes.
Sweet.
All right. Here we
I'm
go.
I'm an actor. I have to just know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Get into your
center of the cyclone.
There you go.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. And question number one. What's your favorite horror movie?
League of Their Own. Next.
This used to be my An American Haunting.
An American Haunting. What is that?
Donald Sutherland and Sissy Spacek and Rachel Evan Woods. Rachel Evan Woods, I think, is her name.
That's right. Yeah.
It takes place in like
America.
Yeah. Well, obviously America, but like Connecticut or like.
Sorry, I'm being an asshole.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
No,
this is a great movie.
From any other day.
I know it's not.
No,
I tried to clean up for the podcast. It's not working. No, it's a great movie. It's really
so
scary.
Great. It's great. It's this
is it
one
really?
Girl
it
is getting is basically getting haunted. It's her and her father are getting haunted, and nobody knows why.
Okay.
Until the very end, because it's a movie, and that's when you find out things.
Yeah, it does that nice thing where it doesn't like drag you through the exposition before and just kind of it makes it more of a drama mystery that's
okay.
Psychological thriller, I think.
Yeah, but it keeps the scares legitimate.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Question number two: how would you want to die in a horror movie?
Oh man. Probably
so many
probably
ways.
Probably axed or
axed.
Like a straight like head chop, not like a mid body
like
axe.
Cross-hatched
no.
with a thousand axes.
No, not that. That or
just one axe. One axe
or,
to the neck.
Oh god.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to give the or. Like, that's...
Who's holding the axe? No, we can do this. What? Who's holding the axe?
There you go.
Ooh.
Or what? Is it an Axe robot, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. I'd kind of watch that
Axl
horror.
Rose is
Oh, boy. Axe by Axl Rose.
Are you going to watch that horror movie, Jeremy?
No.
Yes. If there was a horror movie where Axl Rose becomes an axe murderer, yes, I will watch that.
And specifically, axes my head
off.
Yeah. There we go. And Caitlin dies.
Yeah, his one enemy. Okay. For some reason.
He's this random chick from Amman.
All right, Jeremy, get on writing that. Okay.
Done.
Question number three.
It's just a picture. It's done.
Question number three. Scary book. Do you have one? What's your favorite? Have you read any?
It's nerdy scary.
No, that works.
It's and probably a stretch for you guys. Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that movie, that book is like, oh, it's so, ugh, it's glorious.
The Phantom is a classic monster.
I haven't read the book.
I haven't read the book either.
It's really French.
Okay.
So
I hate the French.
Well, they use a lot of like locations, like locale descriptors, and I'm just like, I don't know what that is. So I just get lost.
So in the original one, it took place in Paris, or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool. So it'll refer to like a French named courtyard, and you'll be like, okay, I'm sure that's significant.
Right.
Oh, I know France super well. I'm on top of this.
Champs-Élysées.
Well, that, wow, and then like you learn good. Like
Sbarro.
Is that Sbarro?
Yeah, it's a
okay.
and like learning like what a, like they have the count and then the vicomte, and you're like, ah. But then like when you hear it, it totally makes sense. But when you're reading it, you're like,
what the hell is this?
What is this word?
So French.
But yeah, the Phantom himself, or Eric, which is his name. Is
the Phantom's name is Eric?
Eric, with a K, which is
That's
even better.
Intense.
is and he's so much meaner than he is like in the Broadway.
He's meaner
than
Gerard.
Oh, Gerard channeled it a little bit, but right. Yeah, so much meaner. Like he rather than like being like Christine, I love you, I just want you to be with me, and when finally Raoul's like trying to like win her back. And yeah. He's torturing both of them. He's like, yeah, you know that guy that you're trying to choose over me? Guess what? I'm torturing him and you'll never get to see him again. Sucks to be you. Sorry.
That's fun.
And she starts crying and he laughs at her. Like, it's no longer him trying to woo her. It's like, nope, I own
now,
you.
Now he's in love with the torturing part of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That
is
sounds
it,
good.
Is it like rapey?
Good question.
Mm.
I also love that word rapey.
Is it like
not as
rapey?
Much. No, not, I wouldn't.
Eight deadly questions.
Not particularly. Yeah. not really. The part that's really like that irked me throughout the whole thing is throughout the movies and stuff and the show is that Raoul is this really great guy, like he's better person. And in the book he's just so whiny. He's like, Christine, why don't you want to be with me?
So you
like,
kind of want to see him get tortured a little
yeah
bit.
You're kind of like, let's just get to it, let's Rune get to yeah. Eric just beating
Eric,
you up,
dude.
Eric,
that's just yeah. Eric is the Phantom. All right. Okay, that's good. Well, I'll have to check that out. I probably won't because I hate reading French words.
It's a short book, though.
I love short. Number four.
I'm in again.
What has been your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Ooh.
Going through the catalog.
Oh, I yeah.
You can't take dead Tupac because that's what he took last week.
Nope.
As a youth.
Oh, man. I've had so many good ones.
Ninja, clown,
Dracula.
I was God one year. Alanis Morissette God.
Oh yeah. Wait,
so
were you
God,
yeah. Like
so God?
Like, were you wearing like a
long hair and over
like a body
I
suit?
I didn't have the long hair, but I had.
Wasn't
like
she naked?
No.
Yeah,
she was naked in it, right? In
no,
Dogma?
that was in her music video. Thank you. That she
yeah,
was naked.
Yeah, I forget who did.
She
what
was.
If God was one of us, but it wasn't Alanis.
No. I'm talking about like in Dogma.
In
right?
Dogma,
oh,
she
Dogma.
Had a,
okay,
like
sorry.
A Greek like
I mixed my references
dress like very like robey dress thing. But then she took it off, and she had this like silver blazer and a tutu, and then underneath her tutu she had boxers.
That's a good costume.
I had the tutu boxers and blazer.
That's nice. A good answer.
But I still wouldn't say that's my best. I'd say my best.
Wow.
I went as Pat Benatar, specifically from her music video, Love is a Battlefield, when she's a prostitute.
Very specific.
Pat Benatar hooker.
Pat Benatar hooker. But like, I had this lacy dress that like was ripped up to shreds, and it looked
nice.
Oh, great song. Great song. So and I like did up my hair and my makeup. It was great. It was fabulous. What's and everyone's like, what are you? I'm like, Pat you Benatar.
Pat Benatar hooker. Hello.
Act like you don't know.
Right.
Wow, you guys, two good. Dead Tupac. Yeah. Pat Benatar hooker.
Yeah.
Isaiah's girl is coming on next week. Jessica.
Oh, I love Eric, her.
And so she has to just kind of fall in line here. Yeah.
I hope hers isn't lame.
Oh, Jessica,
I already asked her
up
to be a part it of like be some creative crews for future shows.
Nice.
And so if it's lame, then I might just be like, you know what? Never mind. Done.
Yeah. Pressure's on.
We'll find somebody.
All right. Question number 5. What has been your most terrifying nightmare thus far in your lifetime?
Well, this is going to get deep.
What is with the deep?
Anthony, why?
Maybe I should.
Okay, you know what? I won't go the deep one. I'll go the funnier, terrifying one.
Well, I want the scarier one. Whatever scared you the most.
Be honest. We could do it. We could do it. We'll get through it.
So I have a reoccurring dream that I've had for 6 years now. Where it started out with like this one particular ex-boyfriend, but then it like,
damn it, ex-boyfriends,
stupid men. Sorry. Yeah.
But, all of us were stupid. We are.
but then it's like changed over the years to be like friends and family and coworkers or people that I barely even know.
Takes on many forms.
And they come up and every time they're just like, Caitlin, you know what? You're a great person. We love you. We're always going to be here for you. We're always going to be a part of your life. And then I stand there for a second and then I'm like, really? Like, for real? Like that's so awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then, they start laughing and walk away. And they're just like, yeah, no, I'm not. And just leave. Try waking up to that every morning. You're like, everyone's going to leave me.
Wow, that is horrible.
Oh, yeah, that's messed up.
So man. Messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, but can I tell you? Okay.
Yeah, tell us the funny one. Yeah.
The funny one, which is terrifying in itself, but it's so great. It's such a great story. Everyone always asks me, like, what did you take before you had this dream? Nothing. I mean, I was like 11. I wasn't doing anything when I was 11. All right. I was pretty straight edge.
An ecto cooler.
I was not a cool kid. So I had a dream. I was in the middle of this field and there was like this well and I fell down the well. And did the like Alice in Wonderland thing where like you start slow falling.
Like an umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah. And, and I was getting serenaded by Janet Jackson.
Nice. We all have.
That's like, but she was like, you're going to hell. Welcome to hell. Like it was super creepy. And then I went down like, and I got to the bottom and then she like morphed into Michael Jackson. Like they were one and the same person.
Not a big turn.
Yeah, no, but they were the devil. They were the devil. And their right hand was Big Bird, but Big Bird was purple instead of yellow. And then you like walk and they're like, all right, well, we'll show you our, you know, our network or show you our place of business. and it's a similar layout to Walmart. Wasn't Walmart, but it was very close. But in each aisle, there were like rooms and of children. Like just one child per room sitting like all white sitting in front of a TV with snow on, like with that static snow and just staring and just like,
wow,
what?
You tapped into some shit.
No yeah, I kidding. Did. My God.
And then there was like one kid who was like freaking out and like banging on the window and like, get me out of here. And like Big Bird just like turned to me and was like, we haven't rehabilitated him yet. It just kept
that's
going.
Oh
like,
my God, yeah, ever. No kidding.
That's horrifying.
Holy shit.
And they're like, okay, well, you have to get through hell in order to like go home. like very labyrinthy, like you have 13 hours.
Wow.
And so I'm going, and there's these things, and they're called diggers, and they're like have beaver faces.
Or Bieber faces nowadays. <It's>
scarier.
But they were like in the shape of stars, and they would like just dig, and they're like, we are the diggers, come and dig with us. And, sure. But that was not the crowd you wanted to roll with.
Right.
So like swam out into the middle of a lake because apparently diggers don't like water.
No,
got out to the middle of the lake and then realized that I didn't know how to swim.
Do you know how to swim?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Enough to survive?
Enough
maybe?
To survive for at least like 20 minutes until I can get to the to something to hold.
No cruises for you.
No. right. I would have died on the Titanic.
Oh, this bitch is really going down.
but luckily in my dream, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey were practicing their dirty dancing routine and they saved me.
And they turned to you and said, Caitlin, we think you're the greatest person. You're such a great dancer.
Carry these now watermelons. Go
away. And then rode away laughing.
but then, yeah. And then, so I succeeded my trials and got out of hell. And I went and I got home, but they gave me like this thing where I could come back if I ever wanted to.
Oh, nice.
And I went to school the next day and everybody at my school was like yelling at me and like chasing me around, like trying to beat me up or something. I was like, screw this. I'm going to hell. Hell's way better than this place.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And that was where it ended, was like, my school mates were chasing me.
I can relate. I've talked about me chewing pieces of my body part off in order to get out of class, so I can relate. I'd gladly take a purple bird hell card.
But yeah, answer. That was my weird dream that was like just crazy.
That is crazy. All right, number 6. You're in a zombie apocalypse. You have one weapon, and it's not a gun. What is it?
Bat.
A bat?
Yeah.
Like a flying bat or a baseball bat?
It's a giant bat.
Like a softball bat.
Like a kite.
A baseball bat.
No, a softball bat.
A softball, okay.
Softball. Wiffle ball.
I can't decide if it would be composite or aluminum.
Well, aluminum's going to bounce better.
Get a good feeling off of that hit.
Well, composite, though, I mean, composite has a larger sweet spot than most aluminum bats, which is why they're... more popular now.
You want to go for like, well, the composite ones, it's going to take more energy to swing. Like, how's your arm endurance?
I'm pretty good.
I believe you. Okay, go with composite.
But no, I'd probably go with the aluminum.
Disagree with
I'd probably
me.
Go with the aluminum because I'm difficult. Yeah. No, I'd probably go with the aluminum only because I always pick aluminum over composite whenever I play because. It sounds so much prettier.
You're damn right. It does, yeah.
Ding.
Oh, yeah.
Ding.
Totally.
So much better than
a
thunk.
Right. Thud? Nah. A zombie skull clinking off an aluminum bat is musical.
Oh, that's good stuff. It really is.
It would be a musical. My zombie
You could call it that, or you can call it zombie skull clinking off an aluminum bat. It's not a bad title. I mean, it's a bad title, but it's not a bad title. You know.
All right. So number 7.
I had a scythe.
Thank goodness.
By the way.
A scythe? Oh, that's
what,
nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I like that.
Number 7. Now, not being a huge horror fan, we'll see how this goes. We have a contest running here.
I'm very competitive.
Between the other co-host Kevin and myself. I'm winning, by the way, 2-1. So who would win in a fight? Jason, without the hockey mask.
Right.
Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Michael Myers from Halloween.
Okay.
Or Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey, Anthony, since
yes.
I've already hashed out all my main points in this argument, you mind if I run pee real quick?
Yes, go for
Caitlin,
it.
You can
oh, gosh.
Think it through.
Okay, wait, same one more time.
All right, we got Jason.
Okay.
Freddy.
Freddy's like the claw one, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'd probably go with him.
Michael Myers or Leatherface?
Probably gonna go Freddy.
You're darn right. You're gonna go Freddy. That's 3-1, Anthony.
Trick or treat. They've come before.
The same blood moon. We don't have much time.
Dora, can you hear me? We wait for baby.
Help me! They're everywhere!
Wondering what you want to shoot at.
Dora, help!
Please, help!
Dora, you okay?
Give us what we came for!
All right, let's review this thing. Hellions, not rated, at a short 80 minutes long.
Perfect.
From Storyteller Pictures, Whiz Bang Films, and IFC Midnight. Always putting out winners at IFC Midnight.
Wow.
Directed by Bruce McDonald. Written by Pascal Trottier, who did The Colony with Lawrence Fishburne. And it stars Chloe Rose, one of the Degrassi, the Next Generation alums, and Robert Patrick, who we know from everything, including Terminator 2,
sure.
Judgment Day. A teenager must survive a Halloween night from hell when malevolent trick-or-treaters come knocking at her door.
This one looked, I only saw the trailer, but it looks super stylized and like very 80s throwbacky and B horror movie kind of style, and generally I'm into that shit.
Yeah, it was what I thought at first, maybe because it takes place on Halloween night, and I thought, I love movies that are like, they don't have to be great movies, but they're good movies for the season, to celebrate the season, you know.
Yeah, tone movies,
right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I was kind of hoping from this, and it was kind of a little bit. I mean, I've seen a lot more movies that I would choose to celebrate the seasons.
I will see Hocus Pocus,
yes,
around Halloween, pretty much only. But I will watch Casper any goddamn day of the week.
Casper. Ugh.
Practical Magic is my Halloween.
Yeah, Practical Magic. I forgot about that one, yeah.
It's my Halloween flick.
Oh, my God. The three, like pretty witches, right? Is that like Ashley Judd and
no?
Oh, that's is that just called it witches? The witches of Eastwick?
Is I think that different? That's it.
Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Practical Magic is Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman and Stockard Channing.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, it's so great.
Oh, all right. Well, back to Hellions though.
Yeah, that one. Let's talk about this one.
Robert Patrick is just plain icky as an actor, I think. And, you know, I said the same thing last week about...
What was he in?
What, Robert Patrick?
Yeah, that last week, they were like... What, oh, Visions.
Well, yeah, we were talking about Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
But, I've never loved Robert Patrick in... anything.
Was
like he was great in T2 because he
was a robot
and didn't talk hardly.
Who is he in Hellions? Is he the sheriff?
Yeah, he plays the sheriff. Yeah.
Okay. He's just I feel like a sheriff role that was like ideal for it. Like he's just kind of stuffy, I think.
Yeah.
In everything that he does. So as long as you give typecast him as a stuffy role, then
yeah, I don't think he's been anything else. So it's stuffy. Found a niche.
Grr.
Yeah, found a niche. Yeah. Damn, you know, aliens.
For me, oh boy, those kids. You watched half of it, right,
yeah,
Caitlin? Okay.
Yeah.
And Jeremy watched the trailer. The mask. These whatever the hell, you know, the Hellions. Like,
oh,
the masks,
gosh,
they're wearing, the burlap mask, there's like a, I don't know, a clown mask, a bucket head. They're, yeah, super freaking creepy.
Yeah.
The design on them were wonderful. I thought those
cool.
were really good.
Yeah. And I would think it would, we could experience that more if it wasn't for that damn, like, that kind of rosy hue.
Oh,
as she's,
it was a blood moon.
Yeah, the blood moon. I freaking hated that. It said that they had put on an infrared lens or something on the camera to get that effect. And I freaking hated that. I got used to it, but I did not like it at all. Throughout the whole movie?
Through
most of it, but it was...
Because that guy, like, came in like right through, when that storm, right, came through her house when she called the cops.
Right, yeah.
She's like, someone save me.
Yeah.
That's about where I stopped. I was like, what's going on? I don't have time to wait for your explanation.
And then there's a line, the doctor, so this teenage girl, she's pregnant, and so at the beginning, she goes and sees a doctor and finds out that she's pregnant, and so that kind of establishes his little relationship with her in the movie. Well, he comes, you know, shit kind of hits the fan, and she calls for help and ends up calling him, and so he shows up and ends up getting hurt, and so they're hiding from the Hellions. And my favorite part of the movie was also the shittiest acting ever. Yeah. The doctor says, asking about when are the police going to be here, he says, when are they going to be here? And then Dora, our main character, she says, damn soon, damn soon. And I was just like,
what an awkward line.
Calm down. My God, that's just
damn
weird.
Damn soon, shit ass soon.
Well, I was like, what are you, from the 1950s? Damn soon.
I'm gonna tell you. Why?
And of course, this all happens after she staples and duct tapes his neck wound. Yeah. And it was, you know,
glad I
she wasn't the
that.
Doctor.
That there was like, and then there comes a time where she like takes the shotgun shell and like empties it out and then puts in the thing that's going to kill the Hellions. Like all of a sudden she turns into a weapons and ammunitions expert out of nowhere. And I was like, what?
Have you guys seen the video of Keanu Reeves rolling around with the...
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
Oh my gosh. I love him just a little bit more now.
He's kind of awesome.
Yeah, so she's Keanu Reeves, apparently.
Yeah. Well, bummer. Was it pretty? Like, you said the infrared filter annoyed you, but like it looked like it had some...
The beginning
like,
of
fever
it.
Fever dream sequences or something like that that looked really cool.
That's probably what you're talking about. This blood moon, like this color that they're going for. It was fine.
Okay.
Bummer. But it was kind of annoying. I probably would have enjoyed the movie more had they not shot through that filter.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird.
All right, can you spoil something for me?
Maybe.
So the shot at the very beginning when she's walking down that hall, in the hospital, like at the beginning, is that like a...
Do we go back to that?
A foreshadow of the end? Is that the end? That
spoilers,
they just...
yeah, it is the end.
Oh,
yeah.
That angers me.
Really? See, I love that. I thought that was really cool that they did that.
I guess it angers me that shit that now I know she lives.
Oh.
she lives? I am out.
Out. Done.
I love it. I love it when the protagonists die, personally.
I do,
seriously.
It's so much more
don't
interesting.
Pull that last
it really
punch.
Is, yeah. But she's like, she's kind of out of it. So you're still like, good, she's still pretty... screwed up here. That's good.
Okay. She's still pretty good.
No, she's okay. Wacko now. Okay. My other question that arose was like there's a big, well not big, but it's kind of like a chase scene where she goes outside and like she's hunting down the Hellions, and she's going through like lines and lines of bed sheets on the clotheslines. On October 31st in Canada. How warm is it on Halloween in Canada?
Pioneers still.
That was the first. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, is she going to like find them? It was like, why are these people hanging their laundry on Halloween?
Because they wet their sheets watching scary movies.
They're trying to embrace that. Horror vibe. Yeah, I mean, it's like the line that the girl says at the very beginning of that, if it wasn't for Halloween, wouldn't our town just fade away? Like,
yeah.
Like,
Oh, that's man. About as good as the acting is, too.
No, man.
I mean, that's well, what happens when you get a Degrassi person.
Oh, exactly.
Very much. Oh, wow. Yeah. I wonder if that was intentional. I wonder how shitty they're trying to make it.
Well, I mean, that's. I think that's a viable question.
Because if you start to cross that threshold, you got to commit. Because if you land somewhere in between, it's like, well, that was just shitty acting, as opposed to it was so much fun because it was so shitty. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't land somewhere because then it's just leaves a bad taste.
Absolutely.
I did think, though, that Chloe Rose, the lead actress, I thought she was really good. Everybody else in the film just sucked major ass acting wise, but I thought she was good. I mean, I guess
she's very pretty.
The bar wasn't set very high either, right. You know. So
okay, yeah, you surround yourself with yeah. Okay.
So we grade our movies on a scale of 1 to 10 here, and I am giving, since I'm the only one that actually watched it, I am the only one grading it, and I am giving it a 5 out of 10. So maybe that'll be a thing. Like last week, I gave Visions 5 out of 10, whatever.
Fives. You get a 5. You get a 5.
Oprah's going to go nuts.
Stop
in this bitch.
Fives.
You can read more reviews by following us on Tumblr at scaryasshit.tumblr.com.
Or I have a website that has movie reviews on it, too.
Which is?
Called Dave New World.
Dave New World.
Yeah. It has reviews on many things, including movies.
Is that a that's a Tumblr, right?
Does it have
Tumblr
reviews on people, like just yes, people you meet in gen, like?
That sounds good. I think I'll do that.
I met this man at the supermarket.
Top or like 10 worst people of today. I think I could do that article. But it's
I do that every each day article when I lay is
from
in bed.
Exactly. Well, each article is from a perspective of a different Dave. So we have the real Dave, R-E-E-L, who does the movies, and then Crafty Dave is like the Pinteresty Dave, and it's just a stupid, jokey website, but I think it's funny.
You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/scaryasshit, and you can follow us on Twitter at scaryshitradio.
Attention, you are now entering the debarkation area. No talking, no smoking. Follow the orange line to the processing area. The next scheduled departure to the prison is in 2 hours. You now have the option to terminate and be cremated on the premises. If you elect this option, notify the duty sergeant in your processing area.
Caitlin?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Back in the basement. Her second time in my basement.
Yeah.
It's not a creepy thing. It's not.
I mean,
unless you.
This is. Okay. I mean, it's horror, so it's kind of creepy.
It's.
Come back anytime. Please come back anytime.
Oh, yes.
Make sure, everybody, to check out the Apollon Art Space on Facebook or go to their website, apollonomaha.com. APOLLON.
Oracle Art Omaha.com.
Check out Oracle Art Supply on Facebook.
The Daily Diner.
The Daily Diner, Isaiah Renner's joint. And on April 15th, this bitch is going down. Get your tickets, get your dinner. It'll be a good time. Get
you
your drinks.
You might see me and Anthony there.
They are on sale now.
They are on sale now.
Yeah, they're going.
Buy them up. Head on over to AppleOnOmaha.com to check out everything that is going on there. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank
I love you.
You.
Bye.
That is it. We're done. Thank you to Jeremy. Thank you to Caitlin Maher. Thanks to Brayden and Sleep Says the Monster and to Donnelly Family Reunion for our theme music. Remember, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And we'd love to hear from you. You can always contact the show at scaryasshit666@gmail.com. And as always, a mental mindfuck can be nice. See you next week. Go Cubs!
The podcast you just heard is part of the B&E Network, brought to you by bmoviesandebooks.com.